Shelby.
Hi, remember us?
Oh, Jiminy.
Whew. So here's the deal. May, in Indianapolis, where we live, work, and pay our taxes. I don't know who that was. That could have been Charlton Heston.
Could have.
That's what I was getting.
Sounded a little bit like John.
Have I stumbled on a Charlton Heston impression?
It sounds like Peterman from Seinfeld.
Peterman? Yum, yum. White Palace. They were selling a different item in the square that day. Anyway, May in Indianapolis is crazy, and we were all 20 different directions at once. Jeff almost died.
Still
that
here.
That is not an exaggeration.
At all.
According to him, Josh Arnold has been allergic to alcohol ever since I've known him. But he fought that allergy.
Fought the good fight on Friday.
For 5-6 weeks now, for the last 4 or 5 days. Anyway. So we're all getting back in the groove. And before the groove starts, I need to tell you about TrueCar. If you're looking to buy a car, you want a car?
Denny?
You'd look good in that car, Denny. A lot of times, the real pricing is not on actual inventory. It's some sort of make-believe. You've run into this, Josh.
Yes.
That's a pain in the ass? Of course it is. Not at TrueCar. Pricing from an actual dealer and actual cars that they have on an actual lot. In the actual out-of-doors, or in the showroom, where the graphics are great. TrueCar, the TrueCar certified dealer, carefully curated network of dealers committed to transparency and offering you a competitive market price. That's TrueCar. And you use TrueCar, you can easily find the car you want. TrueCar shows you what other people in your area paid for the same exact car you're looking for, and you know what a fair price is. And you can feel something I never have. Confident. Over 3 million cars have been sold to TrueCar users by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network. I call it TCDN. There are over 13,000 TrueCar Certified Dealers across the United States. You'll work directly with a TrueCar Certified Dealer and TrueCar users. More likely to enjoy a faster buying process when they connect with TrueCar Certified Dealers. And TrueCar users save an average of over $3,000 off the MSRP. Remember, over 13,000 dealers, 700,000 pre-owned vehicles, average savings of over $3,000 off the MSRP. MSRP? That's TrueCar.com.
You know what I like about TrueCar?
What do you like about TrueCar?
They're on the level.
They're on the level.
That's right.
Go ahead, bring
They're
it
on the up and up.
That's right.
They're on the level. That's all you want.
TrueCar.com. Hi, welcome to the Chick McGee Show from Podcast One. It's late May, turning into June. We're having a cicada problem here at the compound.
That's an understatement.
You can't have a backyard meal without an extra helping of protein.
Yeah.
I've heard these are the 17-year cicadas, but they're 4 years early. Is that right?
Apparently.
How can they? Can't they get the timing right? Did you know this, Jeff?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
What?
They're premature.
I thought it was my tinnitus. And then I went outside and you go, everybody. No, everybody heard it. It's the cicadas.
Pretty loud.
Now, do they have cicadas in the far-off land of St. Louis, Missouri?
Oh, yes. Yeah. They get rather prevalent in the years that they
no kidding?
Come out of the ground to
sex it up. That's what they do, right? They come up and they do it, and then they go back around, back down underground.
So they must be pretty horny if they're coming out 4 years early.
Yeah.
We looked up yesterday what cicadas are good for. Absolutely nothing. I mean, they're just part
Say
of
it the again.
They're just part of the food chain. That's literally it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it's an infestation out there. It's not a problem. It's an infestation.
So far, knock wood, the dogs have not started eating cicadas.
Which is really surprising. Now, maybe they'll eat the shells.
Ugh. They do leave those hollowed out
exoskeletons. Yeah.
Yes, and they look creepy, like mummy bugs. Or
yeah,
it's no good. It's no good at all.
Yeah, Nora fights any bug that comes into our apartment. She protects the apartment from bugs. I'm amazed she hasn't touched one.
Yeah, they're all just sort of out there, not, you know, all three dogs are sort of ignoring them.
Here's everything you need to know about me. In the spring, I want it to be fall. In the summer, I want it to be winter. In the fall, I want it to be spring.
Really?
And in the winter, I want it to be summer. Yeah, that's pretty much all you need to know about me.
Okay.
Perpetual fall, that's all I want.
That's I'm with you. That's how I feel.
Today, 100 days till the kickoff of the National Football League. Oh, we're getting a
pretend like you care, kind Josh.
Of a, kind of a vacant look.
I was
from
listening.
The NHL fan.
Well,
are you cheering for the Penguins or the Preds?
Cheering for the Preds. I like a team that's never won before.
We have a hookup in Nashville too.
Yeah, we do.
Big time hookup.
Yeah.
So maybe somebody in Pittsburgh wants to hook us up. Maybe we'll. Could we sell our services? Being fans.
Yeah.
Yes. So. We should start doing that.
Yes.
We will be the fans. We will be the fans of fans.
The Fairweather Fan Corporation, FWF, whoever pays us the most money, that's who we'll cheer for.
Well, we're in the right city.
Would you ever, under any circumstances, cheer for the Bills, the Jets, or the Dolphins?
I would rather die before I did that.
I doubt it.
Die.
The right amount of money, you'll do it.
No, I'd die.
If I offered you $25,000 to wear a Bills jersey one weekend.
I thought you were going to say 25 bucks. Done.
You would have zero issues with it.
Die.
Nah. I don't know how much it would take to have me cheer for the Cowboys. That'd be a tough one.
A night with Gal Gadot.
I don't know who Gal Gadot is.
How about them Cowboys?
That's it. Okay.
She plays Wonder Woman.
How about them Cowboys?
Oh, okay. Would you hang out with Jerry Jones if you got to hang out with Wonder Woman?
Oh, my God. You know.
Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones would be there somewhere. Here's the thing about Tony Roma. Here's what we've done. They've left his locker empty. Did you hear about this?
No.
His locker is empty, and they are never going to give any. They have not assigned yet the number nine, the jersey number nine, to any other player.
Okay.
You know what Tony Romo said? Whoopee. They left the locker. Looks like he's dead. The locker's empty.
That's
right?
Yeah, that's weird. What is that? I mean, how did the other players react to that?
I don't know.
Okay, so the Stanley Cup, sorry.
So more or less it's like December for Tony Romo. That's what you hear what I said?
No, not often a post.
He doesn't do playoffs.
So the Stanley Cup Finals are going on right now, and we live in Indianapolis. And last night, the Indianapolis Motor Speedway Banquet Award show was on instead of the Stanley Cup Finals.
What now? The Stanley Cup Finals are being shown on NBC
NBC Network.
Sports,
right?
So on NBC,
on NBC, they were showing the banquet.
The NBC affiliate here in town, Channel 13, WTHR. They now have the rights to the Indianapolis 500 Awards banquet.
Okay,
so when Takuma Sato got his check last night, we're recording this on Tuesday. They did preempt. Like at least the first period of the Stanley Cup, or did they preempt it all?
The whole thing. I didn't see any of it on there.
I thought they went to the Stanley Cup after.
Maybe they did.
The
award
ceremony was over, but yeah,
it was
not broadcast here.
Now they've done the research. I'm sure they found that ratings for the banquet are better than ratings for the Stanley Cup playoffs in Indianapolis. My gosh, I mean, they've got to make some sort of accommodation for people who want to watch that game.
Blanket apology, maybe?
I'd love that.
Yeah?
I'd say you're sorry to me, WTHR.
Isn't that interesting? You can't watch the race live, but you can watch the banquet live.
And you can't buy cold beer.
Boy.
Anywhere but a liquor store.
That is still baffling me.
And
I just hate the banquet. I'd rather watch a real sport than a bunch of rich kids driving around in the race, or talking about how they drive around in race cars. I said it.
And you can't
Juan
buy
Pablo Montoya.
I had $40,000 on Juan Pablo Montoya. I lost it all. And then Elio wouldn't.
Couldn't close the deal.
He couldn't close the deal.
No, he tried.
What did you do during the race? You were at the Speedway.
Yeah, I was at the Speedway. I was in turn three. I threw my back out, lifting a man up, a 300-pound man for a keg stand.
Oh, man.
I lifted a girl, and I go, that was easy. And then I lifted Todd McComas, and I go, okay, not bad. And then a 300-pound man is like, I want to do it. And I go, I got ya.
Was it the intern?
No, it was just some guy wearing overalls. If a guy's wearing overalls, you should not pick him up. He's going to weigh a lot. He's a very dense man.
I think Junior Sample and Hee-Haw made overalls, the bib overall, popular. Did you guys in high school, is this like a cyclical thing? When I was in high school, senior year, bib overalls were the thing to wear.
They were the thing for girls to wear when I was in high school.
Girls?
Yep.
Is that right?
And I loved it. I wish that look would come back.
Side boob.
Oh, it was awesome.
Just overalls, no undershirt?
Oh, no, they would have a shirt underneath.
Oh, yeah.
But I remember going to a concert with a girl who was wearing it, and there was some easy access. Pretty fun.
Is that right? What was the concert? Who was it?
It was something called Point Fest in St. Louis. Oh. It was an all-day festival.
I thought it was Engelbert Humperdinck.
In Dazed and Confused, though, one of the main characters wears bib overalls, and that would have been around the time that you were graduating.
Yeah. Yeah, 1976, that's right.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Never big into
now. Overalls. Did you wear them?
I did. Oh, like a T-shirt with the baseball 3/4 shirt.
Oh, sure, yeah. Those 3/4 tees are great.
Oh, yeah.
Those have never really gone out of fashion. Never.
Yeah. Well,
they're back big time. Yeah.
I think they're called the Raglan. I don't know why it's Raglan, but I think that's what they're.
Oh. What brand of overall?
Well, Levi. I don't think Levi makes a bib overall.
Oshkosh Bagosh.
Possibly, maybe a Lee. Maybe Lee makes a bib.
Dickies makes them.
Dickies were, I think, too heavy.
They're very heavy.
Heavy jeans.
I bought a pair of Dickies bib overalls for a Halloween costume, and they are heavy.
Do you think the Dickies people realize that dick is a slang for the word penis? Do you think?
Yeah, I think it was just too late. You know, they're like, well, we can't really change this.
Were they founded by Emil Dickey or something? Is that?
We'll use my name. Yeah. It's probably not a good idea. We'll use it.
No, you know how silly Emile's jeans are going to sound?
Emile's jeans.
Well, we'll just go with Dickie. Great. That'll never change meanings.
Dickie is hilarious. Dickie's origination.
Oh, you're looking this up.
Did you ever, used to be my favorite comic books when I was a kid, the origin comic books. The origin of Spider-Man. Did you ever do that?
I never really read comics when I was a kid. Did you, Jeff?
No.
I had some Tales from the Crypt reissues that I loved, but I never.
I hate the origin story movie.
Especially Spider-Man. I'm so tired of the Spider-Man origin story.
What?
Because it's, he's awkward and he's kind of like, he makes some makeshift suit, and then at the very end, in the last 5 minutes, you get to see him in the suit.
All right.
You just want to see him in the suit.
I'm glad to see Tobey Maguire out of the mix.
Yeah, me too.
I thought he was fine. Those first two are great.
I don't think he smells very good.
You don't think Tobey smells very good?
I don't think Tobey Bates.
He might be one of those guys that's like, I don't use deodorant. I use crystals.
And Topher and all those guys. You know, I still can't get over you telling me that Topher Grace's first name is?
Christopher,
and he decided. He made the choice. No.
Yeah.
Chrissy.
Right. Nope.
I'm going with Topher.
The last two syllables. Thank you very much.
Is that right? Really? Topher Grace?
Little Jeff Vibbert fact. At one point on Twitter when
you mean Free Vibbert.
Yeah, Free Bibs. Yeah.
Jeff Vibbert. Free Bib.
Yes.
Or actually, you're an Eagles fan. You could go Fry.
Oh, you know what?
F-R-E-Y.
I could be Les. Charles. Les.
Les?
Les, I mean, Les McGee. That's my jazz.
You could never be Les to me.
Oh.
Is that a compliment or a...
He died for me.
Yeah, take a bullet.
The main character in The Impersonators, a movie I'm in, is named Les.
Okay,
I'm not familiar with
that. I named him that because he's less than a superhero.
Okay, we get it. You're in a movie.
We need to explain that, yes, this is a Chick McGee Show podcast, but of course, the legendary Dem Boys are present.
Dem Boys! Dem Boys!
But Josh was in a movie that you can find it. Where? Josh,
and
the,
and the two of us, Jeff and I were not in the Impersonators movie.
No.
And there's no way, you keep saying there's no way to go back and add us.
No, sadly, I wish we could.
Sure.
Yeah.
And to add insult to injury, we decided to do a podcast today. And then what did you do?
I mentioned it.
And then what did you do?
I was a little late.
Went to lunch with someone else.
Oh, yeah, I did, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I thought you were busy.
Did you call either one of us? Did
No.
you check in?
No, I didn't.
Boy always checks in!
What?
Isn't that rule one?
Yeah,
rule Boy one. Checks in!
Boy always checks in. Rule two,
Boy checks out! You gotta let him know. Hey, I'm leaving.
I'm leaving.
No Irish goodbyes among these guys.
No buys. Out!
Yep.
C.N. Williamson and E.E. Colonel Dickey.
Oh, I love that. E.E. Colonel Dickey.
Began their business careers in the vehicle and harness business in Bryan, Texas in 1918. They and a few friends established the U.S. Overall Company.
Wow.
Then in 1922, C. Don Williamson joined with his father and cousin to buy 100% of the Overall Company on a one-third each basis and renamed it Williamson Hyphen Dickey Manufacturing Company.
Bill Dick. Bill Dickey.
Colonel Dickey. E.E. Colonel Dickey and C.N. Williamson.
Wow.
They enjoyed steady growth, slowed only by the Great Depression. Well, you're going to have that.
Sad.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Yeah, that'll damper any business.
And World War II, of course, with the bombs going off and stuff.
Oh, boy.
But World War II, the company produced millions of uniforms for the nation's armed forces.
Okay.
Converting to civilian production after the war, they began a strategy of geographical expansion, new production facilities. In the late 50s, Williamson Dickey became an international company, expanding to somewhere called Europe and the Middle East, where a Texas oil man introduced the Dickey's brand to Middle Eastern oil fields.
I don't know what you're talking about. You might as well. Narnia. Is that what he's going to
say?
Yeah.
And that's when the loud clown fell asleep.
Man, Josh Arnold wears Dickies every day. Why aren't they sponsoring me?
Honestly.
They should just sponsor my life.
I do not know.
I feel like Dickies are very heavy. They could stop a bullet, probably. Man, you want to try it out?
They are great. My favorite shirts. The top button.
Not too high.
Yep, perfect.
Not too low.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. What if Dickies went out of business? What would you do?
I would probably go online and just see how many I could buy up. But for the rest of my life.
It's just the shirts, not the pants, right?
Yeah. I've never tried any of the pants.
You, what are you, Union Bay? What are you for the shorts?
No, I'm Old Navy.
Old Navy.
Yeah. Oh, for shorts?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do have some Union Bay. So, yeah, Kohl's, Old Navy. That's usually where I get my shorts from. Jeans, I think, strictly Old Navy now.
Really?
Yeah. I found a cut I like. I found the size online I like. What?
There's nothing worse than pants shopping.
It is terrible.
Watch this. What size pants do you wear, Jeff?
I don't even know anymore. The cut is all different.
Isn't it like
28, 30?
I was just going to say 28, 28 or something?
Well, it's like a 20. It'd be like a 27, 31, but they don't make that.
Right. I would be a 35, 35 if they had that.
Yeah.
But I'm a 36, 36.
No kidding?
Yeah.
I'm not.
Someone listen at 35, 35. He's the perfect shape.
Here we go. I'm coming in.
Dickie's model. But no, I was talking to my brother the other day, and he's like, you are literally, I was like, hey, I got to go to the store and look for some pants. He's like, you are always looking for a pair of pants. I go, yeah, I'm just looking for that perfect fit.
Man,
I can't find it.
As soon as you find them, buy them online. That's all I do now.
Yeah.
No more, yeah.
I had the perfect pair, and then they went and changed the formula.
What's the most you'll spend on a pair of jeans?
If it's a perfect fit, I don't know. The most I've ever spent is $70.
Okay, yeah. I don't like spending over $40 for a pair of jeans.
$2,000 for a good pair of jeans. I'll be willing to.
I mean,
$100.
But you will spend a couple $100, won't you?
About $100. I won't go.
Okay, gotcha.
$100.
No. The amount I wear a pair of jeans, I would probably spend $200 if it was a good fit and it fit perfectly.
Yeah.
Because I can't find it. It's so hard. It frustrates me so much. It's my biggest frustration in my life.
The
finding that perfect pair of jeans.
Out of everything in life.
Everything. it keeps me up at night.
Death, taxes, relationships.
Yeah. Yep.
Money.
Yep.
Pair of
jeans.
Finding the pair
that
of
perfect
jeans.
Perfect
denim.
Yep.
How many pair of jeans you got that you wear?
Two.
Two pair of jeans.
And one.
Don't you have like a gold pair of pants or something?
No, but I need there, one.
Khaki? There's a pair laying, khaki? There's a pair laying down on my freezer.
Oh, yeah. I need to pick those up. Oh, those blue ones. Those aren't jeans, but those. Yeah. Mm.
Do you normally wear like dress pants?
No, I wear jeans, like a dark. I think a dark denim is dressy.
I do too. But you said you own two pairs of jeans.
I own two pairs of jeans, and then I have like a pair of like canvas blue pants.
Okay.
I don't know if that's the proper material they are.
Canvas. How often do you wear your jeans before washing them in the winter?
Oh, dude, I will go until there's like a stain, a visible stain.
What do you mean, like in the front or in the back? What are you talking about?
In the front.
I think 2 days is my max.
Oh.
For wearing a pair of jeans and not washing them?
No. Yeah.
See?
No, you're not supposed to wash them that often.
I know, but I do.
I bet.
They don't feel right if I don't.
Jeans companies love you, right? Your jeans are all falling apart. Yeah.
That since I can't find a good pair of jeans, once I find a good pair, I won't. I'll try not to wash them. I probably smell bad. Do I smell bad? Well, you guys would tell me if I smelled bad.
I would
right?
tell you if you smelled bad. Okay. I don't know that you've ever smelled bad. That I've.
We're boys.
Yeah, and since Josh is coming to Dim Boys, I can't wear my nice colognes anymore, or I'll kill him.
So before me, you were wearing cologne around
every day. I was a cologne guy.
Ugh, I'm glad he I was changed.
He well, first he was at work. He was the. Well, it's kind of hard for me to talk about this because Jeff recently quit the Bob and Tom Show and
gone.
There are some of us that have consciously made the decision not to speak to him. I'm not one of them.
So normal.
I'm not going to be childish about it. Mm-hmm. I wish him well, whatever sort of internet folly he's into right now, and whatever may come. But he was the salad shaker guy.
Character.
Oh, I remember that. I remember that.
Go, hey, what's going on?
Yeah, he would be shaking his salad in his container.
And then he was the thought you were going to kiss everybody guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Which they stole on Angie Tribeca. Did you see this?
No. This is why I hate Angie Tribeca.
I know. I don't know why you.
I love it.
What they do.
One of the characters, happened to be two female characters. It was Carrie Kenny Silver, actually, and Felicia Rashida.
Rashida Jones.
Okay. And they were like, she would turn her, just like Jeff did to everybody. He'd turn your head and shut your eyes. And
did they do it just once?
No, they did it like three times.
Mm.
And Rashida Jones, hey. She, I'm sorry. All right, well, I'll see you. And then they did no, hey, wait a minute. Yeah. I'm sorry, I totally misread that. It was almost word for word what you were doing.
Man, oh, man.
Angie. Josh, did you ever wear cologne?
No. Bothered me my whole life.
Yeah.
What about deodorant?
Oh, yes. Deodorant I'm all right with.
What kind of deodorant?
Axe Excite.
Axe?
Yeah.
Excite.
Yeah.
Ask me.
What kind of deodorant?
Mitchum. Unscented.
You like it?
I do like it. I like a nice lotion. I put a lotion on my body. A rose.
On the pits?
No, on my neck and on my chest.
And an unscented lotion or a scented?
No, a rose and lilac lotion.
I see.
I don't know if you've ever noticed that or not. You're laughing right in my face. I order away special for the rose and lilac.
Gotcha. And what does the lotion do besides provide a pleasant scent?
Relaxes.
It makes you a lilac aromatherapy. It relaxes you.
Oh, okay.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Right.
And how often do you feel relaxed?
I feel relaxed almost all the time.
Is that true?
No. I'm tense. As a cheap watch, I'm all wound up. I'm freaking out, Jerry. Freaking out. I don't know.
Isn't it weird that it's not easy to relax? Is it just us? Are we weirdos?
I think so. Did you relax being at the Speedway all week, living in an RV for 6 days? How long were you out there?
I was out there from Sunday to Sunday, so about 7 days. And then we had to go back out yesterday. It was. I did not relax once.
Damn.
I was when I the beginning of the week, Monday through Thursday, I worked really hard, and then Thursday night I got trashed.
Were you
just
scared?
So drunk. Was I scared? Yes, all the time. I was in a
no. I mean scared like being outside in the middle of the night and there.
Yeah.
You couldn't hear anything coming up on you.
You could. Yes, I was in an attic.
Right. I saw. Yeah, you showed me it. Yeah,
like in a U-Haul, mom's attic. Is that where you were?
Yep.
Okay.
And at night, you could hear animals trying to. There's a little vent, and animals are trying to get in the vent and get me.
Really?
Just a couple raccoons, probably.
I was also on acid, so they might have been. No.
Oh, okay. It may not have existed at all.
Did it sound like this?
Yeah. But no, it was like a bird trying to get in.
Oh, that really happened?
Yeah, yeah. Hate birds.
I love birds.
Mysterious. Carry disease. Don't like it.
They're majestic and beautiful.
You like the macaw? No.
Favorite bird, Josh.
Favorite birds. This is the worst Chick McGee show ever. When he talked about birds. The favorite bird. What was the top 10 birds?
Did you look it up online?
I thought it was going to be amazing. I was like, this is the bit that's going to take us to the top.
And it just sucked?
Just sucked.
And I don't even think Hawk or Eagle was on there, was it?
It wasn't. It was like Pelican was number one.
Oh, what?
No, it was like some weird bird that no one's ever heard of.
Pelicans are kind of badass, though, really.
Oh, yeah, they are. That gullet. They just... Yeah. But no, Josh, favorite bird? Yeah. I need to know now.
Yeah, you're so smart.
Probably a falcon or a hawk, something like that. I used to be. Did you guys ever have school assemblies where the bird guy would come in and have all these birds and they would fly over the crowd, over the students?
That sounds awesome.
Oh, dude, it was the best.
No, we had a jump rope guy come in.
What? And they just did jump rope tricks?
And literally, he didn't even like jump through the rope. He just spun it above his head and made sounds like this.
We had a Slim Goodbody knockoff. It wasn't really Slim Goodbody. You remember? You know who Slim Goodbody
is? No.
It was this crazy looking guy who looked like Richard Simmons with curly hair, and he was very fit, but he wore this unitard that had all of his organs exposed. And it looked like muscle. You could see the muscles, and he would point out, that was one of our assemblies.
Food is the fuel that'll keep us alive.
That kind of thing.
Food is the fuel that'll give us a drive.
Few, 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 few.
You gotta eat food if you want to grow.
Gotta eat food if you want.
He died of a drug overdose.
Did he really?
I don't know. He could be alive still.
And Bill Cosby, Picture Pages. Remember that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You remember Picture Pages?
I do.
Do you remember Picture Pages?
Nope.
Picture Pages. Open up your Picture Pages. Time to grab your something
and
your
pencils. Yeah.
Picture Pages. Tell us wherever. Go on.
That would be on. Reading Rainbow would be on.
I remember watching Nick at Night, Bill Cosby's kids say the darndest things. And I was like eight. I'm like, these kids do say the darndest things.
And you were one of those kids, weren't
you? Yeah. I was watching on my little TV.
Yep.
I just remember.
Did you crush any puss out there at the...
It's all I did at the Speedway.
All you did?
Yeah.
I saw that one video you made.
Chug some beers. No.
It said you were here to chug some beers and fuck, and you're all out of beers.
Yeah.
It was very silly.
Yeah. Some model tweeted at me and was like, I bet this kid's still a... I have put money on this kid still being a virgin. And I responded back to her, hey, talk to me and you get more followers, you fake model.
What would you call a fake model?
Sounds petty.
Yeah.
A fake model?
Or Tyra Banks.
Chick. Wow, Kitty's got claws.
She's going to be the new host on America's Got Talent, AGT.
Is she?
Nick Cannon's gone? I don't know if he got fired or quit or what.
I think he went crazy.
He did not.
Is he still with Mariah?
I don't know. Boy. Mariah's with like her backup dancer.
Okay.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
I'd like to touch Mariah's body.
I've always been attracted to Mariah Carey.
Yeah, me too, man.
But I feel like
all the different sizes or at her smallest.
Always look great to me. Always.
Thicker the better.
Thicker than a Snicker, they say.
Yes, as they say.
As the man says.
But I've always been shamed for thinking she's attractive.
Well, no, you're not wrong. You are not wrong.
Thank you.
She might be hard to talk to.
Yeah. What? What?
But boy, can she sing.
Maybe we should be on the podcast, do you think?
Yeah. She'd love to come
on. Let's ask her. I'll tweet her right now.
Tweet at her. Hey, would you?
Hey, thighs.
Is that what we're calling her?
I call her thighs, yeah.
All right. More of the Chick McGee show. Oh, Jesus Christ. Can you cut that part
out? Yep, done.
I hope you're saying done, but you're not actually going to cut
it out. I'm not going to cut it up.
Okay.
More of the Chick McGee show coming up, but first, stamps.com. Now, this is something Josh Arnold can tell us about, because you use the secret code and everything, didn't you?
I sure did. I use stamps.com all the time.
All the time to mail out the copies of that impersonator.
The impersonators.
That's right. From stamps.com, you can save time, money, and watch your business grow with stamps.com. You can mail any letter, any package. Just use your computer and your printer. You got one anyway. And I thought this said the main man picks it up, but of course, no. That's the mailman.
Well, the mailman is my main man.
He is my main man. Avoid the hassle of the post office and mail everything from postcards to envelopes to packages, domestic or international. Create your stamps account in minutes, online, no equipment to lease, and no long-term commitments. Click, print, mail, and you're done. Unlike the post office, stamps.com never closes. You can print postage for letters or packages at your convenience. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. A week and a week. Convenient, easy, reliable, and flexible. That's stamps.com. Now, go to stamps.com right now. Click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in McGee. That's stamps.com. Type in McGee. M-C-G-E-E. And you get a 4-week trial plus postage and a digital scale whisked to your house without any long-term commitments. That's right. You can enjoy stamps.com service. This special offer includes a 4-week trial plus postage and that digital scale without any long-term commitments. Go to stamps.com, click on the microphone top of the homepage, and type in McGee, stamps.com, enter McGee, stamps.com. Never go to the post office again.
Jake, it really has saved me time and money. It really
has. It's a cool thing.
Yeah.
It's like you have your own post office right there at your house.
It's exactly right.
We'll be back with part two of this week's Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. Hi, welcome back to the Chick McGee Show on Podcast One. This week's brought to you by Audible.com. Dun-dun-dun-dun. Guess what?
What?
Josh.
What?
Jeff.
Yeah?
You can get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/chick.
Hmm.
Check Audible out? Audible.com?
It's good stuff, man.
It's very cool. audibletrial.com/chick. Please, dear God, show us some love. Enter that slash chick. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, Kindle, or something called an MP3 player. And for listeners of the Chick McGee Show, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial just to check out the service. How about this, Girl on the Train? This book is about a girl.
Paula Hawkins, I read that book.
On a train. Call her the Hawk, right?
That's the author, Paula Hawkins. Yeah, Paula. Yeah, the Hawk. Yeah,
Most Dangerous Bird.
Pretty good.
That was good.
It was really good, wasn't it?
That was really surprising.
The Unabridged Hobbit, which will probably take you 6 to 8 months, but still, that's that's available to audibletrial.com/chick. Divergent by Veronica Ruth, Babe's Daughter. A Lean In by Sheryl Sandberg. The Book Thief.
Ryan's Daughter.
Rhino. The Book Thief by Marcus Zusak. John's uncle?
John Zusak? I don't know who that is.
From Gross Point Blank. John?
Oh, Cusack.
Oh, Cusack! Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Now is the time to cash in your passion with Gary Vaynerchuk. You can crush it. Download any of those. You get a free download and a 30-day free trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/chick. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, your Android, your Kindle, or the MP3. Player. That's audible.com. Hi, welcome back to the Chick McGee Show. And now a movie review.
Okay, what'd you see?
I didn't see anything. Josh?
I saw Alien Covenant.
You didn't like it.
I didn't, man, you know, the more they try to explain the alien, the less interested I am. Remember that first one? It was just there. They just had to deal with it.
It came out of his stomach, Jeff. Did you see Alien, the first one?
Oh, I've seen Alien, the first one. I was really big into the Alien series for a while.
Yeah.
They lull you into that false sense of security. They're all sitting around eating breakfast and all of a sudden.
Oh, boy. Laughing.
You think John Hurt's got a bad egg and then he got a bad egg.
Oh, boy, did he. Yeah.
Woo!
Ooh.
Yeah. I thought Prometheus was really good. I really liked it. Josh hated it, right?
No, I did not hate it. I didn't hate the new one. I guess, if anything, I'm indifferent to them. They were just fine, which is almost I'd almost rather hate it.
Really?
Yeah. Just being, saying, oh, that was fine. That was a movie.
Is indifferent worse than hating? I guess it is.
Kind of. They say the opposite of love isn't hate, it's indifference.
Well, that's a bummer.
Yeah.
I didn't think Alien was that good. I just can't get over the fuzziness of the picture. I need a clear cut picture.
A little too dated for you.
Yep.
Huh?
Really?
Yeah.
Man, when that thing opened its mouth,
it's
and then another mouth, and then a mouth that was a fist, and then bam! And there's all that goops and dripping off of it.
Acid is for blood. Another thing to deal with.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, the alien's amazing. Xenomorph, I believe, is what they're called.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, scientific. Mm-hmm. I've researched them. But no, I like the Alien series, but I just think Prometheus, for some reason, I just thought it was really cool. I really enjoyed that.
And you
one.
Might like the you might enjoy the new one.
Is Michael Fassbender the android in?
Yeah.
I love him. He's good.
Yeah, yeah. So you should definitely go see the new one then.
Okay. Is Michael Fassbender in it?
Oh yes.
He is?
Yeah.
He's the alien.
I'm there.
Is he the alien?
Yes.
He does play the alien in this, yes.
Oh. Well, that was an unintentional spoiler.
No, he does not.
Oh, he doesn't.
He's an android.
Someone told me what's his name? Benedict Cumberbatch was Smaug the Dragon in The Hobbit,
yes.
And I didn't believe him, and then he was.
Yeah.
Get a load of this. Benedict Cumberbatch was Khan in one of the Star Trek movies.
That's right.
Yeah, that was the best one.
I think that was the best one.
Yeah.
I like my Benedict Cumberbatch in that Sherlock Holmes TV series. Do you watch Sherlock Holmes?
I do not, but I will.
Yeah, you got to.
Did you ever see the third Star Trek?
Yes. Yeah, I thought it was fun.
Which one's the third
That's
one?
That's the one where they play... Beastie Boys at the end.
Yeah, Star Trek Beyond. It's not nearly as good as the first two, but it's okay. It's
right.
fun.
Yeah.
I like the new cast. I like
Me too. I think they're doing good work.
You know who Chris Pine? He plays Kirk?
Yes, yeah.
He was in Smoking Aces.
Oh, yes.
As one of those three crazy brothers, right? That's a great movie.
That's a fun one,
that's
man.
With who's in that?
Ray Alicia Keys,
Ray Liotta, yeah. Ryan Reynolds,
Common,
Jason Bateman,
Common, Jason Bateman. Don't touch that. That's not yours. He has a rabbit head in his hotel room for no reason. A stuffed rabbit.
That's
head.
A wild flick.
That's a great movie. That's our movie recommendation for this week. Smoking Aces, right?
Yeah, check that one out.
Yeah, I support that.
If you haven't seen it, watch it. If you have seen it, watch it again.
If you have seen it, shut your mouth and watch it again. And then what did I watch last night that I was getting into?
Things to do in Denver when you're dead? You were telling me about
that? It was Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead with Andy Garcia and William Peterson. Is he in it?
Is he? I saw it in the theater.
William Forsythe.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's
Charlize Theron in that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's 2 Days in the Valley.
No.
Okay, yeah, 2 Days in the Valley...
Jack Warden's in it.
Jenny McCarthy shows up in that.
Bill Cobbs. Who? Which one?
Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead.
She does?
She's just like a call girl or something. I don't think she has any lines. She just shows up.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, Firouza.
Balk.
Balk is in it.
Man, I like her.
And let's see. Christopher Walken, of course. He plays He plays the head. Christopher Lloyd. His pieces.
I need to revisit that one.
And who's the guy? Prince of the City. What was that guy's name?
Prince of the City.
Yeah. What's his name?
Andy Garcia. Did you already say him?
Yeah. I always said Andy Garcia.
I don't know.
Daggone it. That's going to drive me crazy. I got to look that up now. Have you ever, they have a whole new, they have a whole distinctive way of talking in that movie. Like if somebody's crazy, they call him Lunchy.
Yeah.
And give it a name.
It was that post-Pulp Fiction era where a lot of movies were trying to be Pulp Fiction. But that's one of the better,
I think so,
of that genre.
You ever had sex in a movie theater, Josh?
No. I'm too, I'm too into the movie.
Yeah. I'm kind of with you on that.
Never even made out in a movie theater.
What?
Yeah, no. It's
you never kissed a girl? Well, you were too busy watching
the film. Yeah.
I believe that.
Mm. I made out during Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Steve Buscemi, William Forsythe, Bill Nunn, Treat Williams. That's who I was
talking about. Oh, yeah.
Jack Warden, Firouza Balk, Bill Cobbs. He works at the malt shop. Don Stark. He was on, wasn't he on that 70s show, right?
Yeah, he's great.
Who's he on that 70s show?
The neighbor.
Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, yeah.
Jenny McCarthy, blonde nurse.
Yeah, yeah. I knew she showed up.
And Buddy Guy is in the house band. Don Cheadle's in that as Rooster. I did not know that was Don Cheadle. I'll be daggone. You know, I thought Don Cheadle actually had a Cockney accent because of the Ocean's movies.
No kidding.
I did.
They're working on, well, it might be done now, but Ocean's 8, I think is what it's called.
Eight?
All female cast. Sandra Bullock.
Really?
Some others, yep. Mm-hmm. That's could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just like Ghostbusters.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, how'd that, man, they really went awry there. I wish they hadn't, because a lot of talented people involved with that.
Are you going to make a movie and put me and Jeff in it?
Yeah, I thought we were going to make a Dem Boys movie.
But not call it Dem Boys.
Right.
What would we call our movie?
We were talking about the Chick McGee movie.
Yeah.
Because it would be a movie about us trying to make a movie.
And we'd all end up in it.
Right.
And we'd have cameos.
We play versions of ourselves, essentially. The Chick McGee movie.
We'd have to
coming to a Kickstarter.
Better yet, just send us $100,000. Yeah. Let's not just get it out of the way. Just go to chickmcgee.com.
I'm in 1,000% on this.
Well, here's what you can do.
I bet the camera loves that kid.
You can go to thatjosharnold.com and buy the impersonators, and we'll put that money towards.
Wait a minute. What's that address again?
Thatjosharnold.com.
Thatjosharnold.com, and you can buy a copy of the impersonators.
There's some laughs in it.
It's very good. You're very, very good as the Superman-ish character.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I laughed. Thanks. I saw it. I laughed.
Mm-hmm. When did you see it?
A while ago. You ever watch a movie when you're like really tired and you're just like, no matter, it could be Shawshank Redemption, and you're just like, this is awful. I was super tired, and I watched it, and I still enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you.
My favorite way to watch a movie is to just, and I hardly ever do this anymore, and I don't know why. I should be better to myself.
Here's you should treat yourself.
Yes.
If not me, when? If not who, now? I like to go and look at go to the theater and look at the titles and go by the title and just walk in. Not know anything about it.
You ever been burned?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
What did I see? Actually, I saw The Lobster like that.
Yeah.
And I loved it. Believe it or not, I saw Gladiator like that. And obviously, you know it's a Gladiator movie.
Right.
But I had no hopes for it whatsoever.
Same here when I saw that.
I was like, oh, this isn't. This like, can't be.
Guess I'll watch it. Yeah. Loved it.
I mean, not that I'm not, you know, a man's thigh is a man's thigh. We all know that.
I did that for the movie Must Love Dogs. I love dogs.
Man, I did
must
not.
Love, must,
awful.
Must Love movie?
I did not love Must Love Dogs. And I love Cusack and Diane Lane.
I don't know about Diane Lane. She always has looked like she's 50 years old to me, even when she was a teenager. Was she a Mystic Pizza or something?
I don't know. I just remember Unfaithful, sure she was. Man. Have you ever seen Unfaithful?
Is she dirty?
Oh.
Is she a dirty girl in that?
That is a movie. Oh man, that's a good one.
Remember when Sin City came out and Jessica Alba was in it dancing?
Oh, yeah.
Sin City was great.
It's a masterpiece.
Mickey Rourke is wonderful in Sin City. And the way that shot with the, I don't know what they call that, almost like a cartoon.
Yep. It's amazing.
Live action mix.
I've only seen the part where Jessica Alba's dancing.
But then you fall asleep after she gets done dancing?
Yep.
Jeff.
I need a nap.
You've moved on from the Bob and Tom Show.
Yep.
You work for Barstool Heartland now.
Yep.
Well, let us know how it's going.
It's going well. I mean, we were living on an RV for 7 days, which is the worst. And I feel like now, instead of firing us, Pat's just going to send us someplace on an RV. Like, that's our punishment. Go work on an RV for a week, because I'd rather be fired than work on an RV again.
Has taking this job gotten you closer to what you want to be doing?
Yeah, for sure. There's just more exposure. There's so many talented people at the Bob and Tom Show that you kind of get stuck behind them, like you two. Have to wait behind you two, so thanks. But
well,
no,
there is a long line.
Yeah, so they're making content. I do a thing called Things You Missed every Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Where can I find that?
On Facebook and Twitter, Barstool Heartland, or at the Jeff Vibbert. But I get to do that, and it's my own thing, and whatever I want to say, I can say on it. And that's pretty cool. I just have freedom to do whatever.
No one's giving you notes or anything on it?
Nope. I write it. I shoot it. I produce it. Josh Arnold will weigh in every once in a while with a funny bit. But, yeah, it's...
Not all that often, though, man. You got it.
Yeah. But, no, it's a lot of fun.
The most recent one where you said Monday was National Paperclip Day?
Yeah.
But Monday was Memorial Day.
So Jeff, why would you choose?
And Jeff goes, paperclips. I picked a tough one to go up against.
Yeah, it was. It was. I think the joke was Memorial Day, a day where we honor those who lost their lives holding this country together. It's also National Paperclip Day, where we honor paperclips for holding paper together. You picked a hard holiday to go up against, paperclips.
Yeah, man, oh man,
it's a tough one. Next to Martin Luther King's birthday, I can't think of another. Yeah. Another.
We
tough
spent
one like
the three of us spent Memorial Day together. Chick, the grill master, made some wonderful brats.
I made some brats. I had did you guys like the spicy ones? I like the spicy.
I really did, yeah. We had sweet and spicy. They were both great.
I like the sweet. I'm not a spicy guy.
Okay.
I used to think pepperonis were spicy when I was growing up.
And I tweeted out a photo of us.
Yes.
Enjoying
the cascade of cicadas?
Yeah, yeah. And somebody replied, Sam is his name.
Uh-huh.
It's the picture of the three of us. Sam tweeted back at me, funny, funnier, funniest.
Wow.
Now, I propose we go look at Sam's profile, and based on his profile and certain things that he's tweeted, we try to figure out who he thinks is funny, who he thinks is funnier, and who he thinks is the funniest.
Shit. I think well, no, that wouldn't put me on top. I was going to go by age, but...
Man.
Oh, that means nothing. Yeah.
Yeah. Funny's funny. There's no such thing as funnier and funniest.
Oh,
no, that's
not
true.
Oh, yeah.
One of us is the funniest for sure. Yeah. His profile picture is Benjamin Franklin, and it says, any society that will give up a little liberty to gain a little security will deserve neither and lose both.
Nerd.
So he's a politico.
One of our most successful presidents, Benjamin Franklin.
Oh. Killed the presidency.
My goodness. What a man.
You know what? Here's an easy way. Let's find out if he's following all three of us.
Oh. How many people is he following?
Are you examining his Twitter account?
Yes.
What's this guy's first name?
Sam.
Sam. Could be Sam anywhere. Sam Sixpack.
He is following me.
All right.
Okay.
So far we've got funny.
He's following Donnie Baker.
Funnier.
He's following fake Tom Griswold.
By the way, that has nothing to do with Tom.
Right, that's right.
Believe me.
He's following Bob Kevoyan.
Okay.
He's
not following the Chick McGee?
He may be the first person following.
He is not following the Jeff Vibbert or the Chick McGee.
Are you shitting me? Chick McGee one's not on there?
No. Is there a chance you've blocked him?
I unblocked everybody.
Okay.
Like a year ago, I didn't say anything about it, but I unblocked everybody.
I don't have him blocked, so Sam, go fuck yourself.
Hey!
Well, sorry. Well, now I'm not getting a follow.
Do you want to know who else he's following?
Why would he go pay us such a wonderful compliment and then not follow anybody but you? Other than maybe he means you are funny, funnier, and funniest all rolled into one.
Well.
That is quite,
you know what?
A tall order.
That's what I'm going to assume. I'm kidding, of course. Anyway, we appreciate it, Sam.
You know, people ask me about it. We probably have somebody on the show doing your Twitter account, right? No. No, I look at my Twitter.
Hold up your fingers, Chick. Those are calloused fingers from tweeting.
My fingers are worked to the bone tweeting. It's also my Instagram. I don't, at the Chick McGee, I don't do any, that Josh Arnold, the Jeff Bebert. Chick McGee one on Twitter.
I've got to ask, do you guys miss me?
Yes.
Is it lonely and empty there?
Did you?
Honestly, the mornings are a little,
mornings
a little less going on between.
Not on the air, mornings are very boring.
They're a little more boring.
When you get up, you go to the break room, there's nobody there going, can I help you, Mr. McGee?
Hi.
Hey, guys.
Do you want to go steal a kiss?
Just heating up my coffee, yeah.
Kiss me.
Do you want to go steal a kiss?
Jeff, that was one of Jeff's go-to jokes.
My favorite thing is, whenever someone if it's us three in a room and it's Chick walks out, I'll just look at Josh and go, quick, kiss me. But I did that one time. We have a server room that you have to, only like four people can get in there.
Right.
And our web guy, Chris Spangle, was in there on the computer. And I walked in and I go, quick, kiss me. apparently our sound engineer was on the other side of these racks, and we go, it's just silent for a second. He goes, "Hey guys, I'm back here. Just heads
thought
up.
Thought you might be serious.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Wonderful.
That's really wonderful.
Yeah, yeah.
So why don't you tell everyone about your dream, Josh?
No, I'd rather not. Well, how's that for yes anding?
No.
Well, you don't have to tell it, who it involved.
True, yeah. No, I had a dream that somebody that we all know...
Mm-hmm. ...was giving you a hand job. Is that
no,
right?
No. She offered to give me one. We were at like
I was going to say they offered to give me a job, but Josh said she offered.
Well, we
to
work
give me
with a handful of she's.
We do?
Yeah. There's Jessica Alsman, there's Grace, there's Veronica, there's not Veronica, what's her name? Vanessa. There's Christy, there's Lauren, there's Kat. Wow. So one of them said, she goes, "Would you like me to spit in my hand?" And in my dream, I was like, this is highly inappropriate, but I kind of want that to happen. And then I went, no, we better not. So.
There's nothing more professional than, may I give you a hand job?
Yeah, it was very, yeah.
Well, in a business setting, you always use proper grammar when you're
sure,
asking
yeah,
someone
yeah.
if you'd like to give them a hand.
Because she didn't say, can I?
May I give you? Oh, she can.
Yeah, I'm sure you can.
But may I? Yes, you may. Well.
When do you remember the moment,
nope.
Chick, that you decided you liked Jeff Vibbert? Because you don't warm up to everybody.
I don't warm up to anybody, Jerry, and I'll tell you why.
I feel like I'm at my own funeral and I get to see everyone. Yes, they miss me.
No, Jeff's one of those guys that just honestly is very. He's a cool guy and he's funny. You know,
yeah,
you can tell. I mean, he's
got some humility.
Other than the choice of a couple of his friends are odd, but other than that,
wait, no, I don't know humility.
Oh,
he's a baller. You know that.
I'm humble as fuck.
I'm the most humble person.
It's like pretentious, humble. Moi, humble as fuck.
I always like the old joke of, you have no class. I've got class leaking out of my asshole.
That's right.
Saying the least classy thing.
Well, you didn't have to explain it. We all got it.
You're right.
Hey, we got it. Suck my butt, all right?
Oh, that's a funny one. Suck my butt.
I didn't use it in the right context there. But suck my butt is my new... I need a shirt that says suck my butt.
Only if you wear it up.
Oh, I think we
have... Family.
I think we have Chick McGee Show shirts any day now.
Any day.
I think so.
I'll believe them when I see them. I have heard this chatter before. I'll believe that. I'll believe you when I see them.
Summer's coming. Do you have Chick McGee shirts with no sleeves, or do I have to rip them off myself?
No, they're just going to be T-shirts, and we're going to ask what size you wear, and then we're going to let you wear them.
Coming to
a podcast near you.
2019.
I'll pop the top.
Are you actually taking a phone call right now?
I want to know who they think's taking it. Well, now they know it's not me because I'm talking.
I see. Jeffrey.
Talk to you amongst yourselves.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you like a good sleeveless shirt?
No.
You don't?
I don't.
Nothing looks weirder than a sleeveless shirt.
Yeah, man.
You got to go tank or tee, not sleeveless shirt. When I was in high school, I had a whole bunch of sleeveless shirts.
Really?
And I had no guns to show.
You just liked them.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, these are athletic.
Well, you were a runner, though, so you're not expected to be muscular, per se.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah, it was just all skin and bone.
It's time now to play Name That Voice. Sign-in voice, if you will. Say hello, Jeff. Hello, Josh.
Hello, Jeff. Hello, Josh.
Mariah Carey.
Oh, my God. It's Taylor Swift.
It's Mariah Carey.
Mariah, we were talking about you earlier.
No, it's that old co-host, Jess. Hi, Jess.
Oh, hey, Jess.
Oh, no.
You hung up on her.
Did I hang up on her?
chick's so upset it's not Mariah Carey hung up on her. To an automatic voice
message system. Jess, hey, it's good to hear from you. Do you?
This could not be going better.
Do you guys get mad when people leave you voicemails?
Kinda. Yeah.
My mom does all the time.
Yeah.
Hi, I think I hung up on you. Hang on.
My mom.
Okay, try it again.
No, the other hole.
This hole?
Yeah, there.
Is that it?
Yeah.
What?
Hi, we're back on. Say hi.
Hello, Jess?
Jess?
Can you not hear me?
We can hear you now.
Can you hear me?
Barely.
Really? How about now?
Yeah, this was a great idea.
Well, we can hear you perfectly. What are you doing, Jess?
I'm transplanting hostas. I'm sitting on my mower. I'm in the yard.
Okay.
So that's what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing. Chick said, call me as soon as you get a chance. And I did. He didn't mention that he would be busy right now doing the podcast. So
you're a little annoyed.
Yeah, a little annoyed. Yeah, okay. I wish you should have given me a time frame to call.
Okay, hang on, fellas.
Yeah, all right.
I'll call you. Call me back when you're done. All right, bye. Boy, oh boy. That went badly, didn't it?
No, you're fine. It was funny. She enjoyed it.
I can't figure out where does the voice come out on your phone when you're talking to somebody on the speakerphone.
Bottom.
No. Yeah. I think it's the top.
Yeah, because that's where your ear is. So, chick, you're calling me.
I'm calling you. Go ahead. Say hello. Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, this is terrible.
Terrible.
I'm hanging up. Those are going to give me a nosebleed.
Let the record show.
Yep.
That we had the top 10 birds on this show, too.
Okay. So this is the...
Keeping our continuation of birds dooming our podcast.
This isn't the worst Chick McGee show, but it's the almost
second worst.
No, it's not the... Yeah, probably.
Probably so. Look, don't blame this on the birds, all right? That's a solid bit. It's going to go well one of these days.
The top 10 birds.
Top 10 birds.
Are you guys going anywhere on summer vacation now that summer's almost here?
Yeah, I'm going to be going on a fishing trip with my three brothers.
Boring!
I'll have you know.
Which brother irritates you the most?
Hmm.
Let's see. Now, isn't it Jimmy, Django, Jerry?
Jeff, John, and Joe. And I'm second.
No Django?
No Django. And that's it with a D first anyway.
Well, I know, but in this case, I thought your father... That's a cool name, Django. I don't know why this is your dad's voice.
That's how old Larry talks.
Larry Arnold. Why didn't they name you Arnold?
Arnold!
Come on!
Because they wanted us to have decent lives.
Arnold. Arnie Arnold.
I think an Arnold... yeah. Arnold,
come on Arnold down drink. To Arnie Arnold's...
Arnie ain't Arnold here.
Carpet barn. Arnie Arnold's carpet barn.
Got carpet.
Got a barn.
Come on down to Arnie Arnold's janitorial supply. I'll take you mops and...
Arnie Arnold's carpet world.
Carpet world.
A world of carpets.
Well, you're dressing for that job right now, so...
What, the custodial
one? Yeah.
Yes.
Sorry.
He likes those shirts, okay?
Shut up about it. The last person who criticized my shirt got a... I said nothing, and they continued to do it. Yeah. Why were you asking about a road trip, chick?
I think we should all go on a road trip.
Oh, we need to.
You know, get an RV. We'll get an RV for the Chick McGee show and drive across the country.
I would genuinely love that.
Would that be fun, you think?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
An RV is fun if it's a limited amount of people. This was like 12 people trying to find spots.
Right.
And 20 people coming and going. And let me tell you, they were coming.
Oh, boy.
Sorry.
You didn't see anybody
ejaculate.
I saw some, not on the RV, but I saw some things.
Sex?
Yeah. I saw some sexual things.
Did you see anybody?
Like kissing or?
Getting a blowjob.
Did
Did you?
Saw a lot of sucking butts.
You saw some butt sucking?
No, that's not. Ugh. Everyone's so sweaty. That'd be the worst place to do it. But I saw some things.
I don't think I want to be doing the podcast anymore today. How's that sound?
Okay.
I think sucking butt was...
Good old-fashioned rim job. Suck my butt. Let's just get it all out now, all the things that we don't want to talk about on like real episodes. And...
Okay.
This was just a rehearsal episode. So
yeah. I don't ever want to discuss the difference between Cheez-Its and cheese nips. There, I've said it.
Well, a cheese nip is disgusting.
What about Cheez-Its with a Z?
I love Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Okay, we didn't have to talk about it.
Okay, we're at the bottom of the barrel. Perhaps we should think...
Please cut out the last 20 seconds.
Perhaps we should think about a guest host. I'll pretend I didn't hear that. Today's Chick McGee Show is brought to you by BarkBox.com. Don't send them this one. Get one free extra month of BarkBox at getbarkbox.com/chick. That's right. BarkBox offering you an opportunity to receive a free extra month of BarkBox, barkbox.com. You know they have many. They have the hipster dog. Did you know that? Do you know about this, Jeff?
I did not.
They have. These are themed for your puppy dog.
Oh, so these are like the boxes that come every month?
Yeah. BarkBox committed to making dogs happy, concerned with all dogs. 16 million toys and treats so far from BarkBox. Delivery of 4 to 6 natural treats and super fun toys centered around a surprise theme each month.
Surprise!
For dogs, BarkBox is the joy of a million belly scratches.
Aw.
You're a sugar baby. They have County Fair, maybe? Bark Ball, Poo, York City, Brooklyn Hipster.
It's amazing.
New and unique toys continue to keep dogs. Now, see, the Bark Box, I like it because, and Monkey and Ruby love theirs, because they have, so far, I've been a member, what is this, May? I've been a member for 3 months. And every month so far, they've sent 2 indoor toys. And indoor toys for dog owners are hard to find.
Yeah.
Because balls are not allowed indoor, a tennis ball, because they can, you know, knock over stuff. These are like soft plush, and they're durable, and Ruby can't chew them the hell and back. And I'm sure you probably have a dog that chews up your dog toys and spits them out.
Not these toys.
I love BarkBox.
Not these toys. Does Nora chew her toys?
She gets to them. And then but by the time she chews them, she has another BarkBox at the door. With toys in it.
Bingo. That's right. You can do it too. Get a free extra month of BarkBox. Go to getbarkbox.com/chick and you get extra month free.
Cool.
From barkbox.com. Do it today. Okay. I'm going to go reevaluate my career choice. And, think about writing a movie. Something I can't have to plug. Chick McGee shirts coming. They're going to be the logo. The Chick McGee Show is just going to be a black shirt or a gray shirt. The black shirts will have white print. Follow me now.
Okay.
Black shirts, white Chick McGee Show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Gray shirts, black Chick McGee Show.
And the blue shirts?
Just black and gray so far.
Ah.
Dollars were not in the budget to... never mind.
And they have sleeves.
Yeah. You have to tear off your own sleeves.
How many sleeveless shirts do you have right now?
Zero.
But you were so into them.
I got tanks. I got tanks now.
I look...
Pop the top on.
I will do this next... When we do the next Chick McGee Show, the real one, I will wear a tank top, and you can take my picture, and I'll show you how stupid I look in a tank top. I don't know what it is. Oh. I think my chest is too wide or something. I don't know what's going on.
I'm not a tank guy either. I don't look good in
a tank
top.
No, you look fine. Yeah, you look fine.
You can definitely...
You look great in a tank top.
Oh, thanks, guys.
You look wonderful in a tank top.
I needed that. Thanks.
Don't anyone ever tell you you don't look nice in a tank. Who said you didn't look nice? Who?
My reflection.
You in a tank top is what the tank top inventor had in mind when he invented the tank top.
Tommy Tank?
That's right.
Isn't it like a T-shirt? T is the name of that model shirt. And a tank top, or what's known as a wife beater, I guess.
Yeah.
That is actually an A shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Did you know that?
Yeah.
Hmm. That's right, an A shirt. Not tank top at all.
Well,
they wore them in tanks.
Yeah, in World War II, they'd get so hot, they'd have to wear the tank top, and then they'd pop the top, tank top, when it was hot.
Is that a line?
It sounds good.
There'd be a couple of guys in a tank, sweaty for months on end out there in the middle of nowhere.
Do tanks have air conditioning? They have to, right?
No. They're tank top. They're tanks, not tank top. They're tanks.
Right, but it gets so hot in there. I'm going to make a phone call.
I actually don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Did you watch, what was the Brad Pitt movie with a tank?
War Machine.
Is that it?
Oh, no. Fury. I have not seen that. I'd like to see that.
Hmm. I've never seen a bad Brad Pitt movie. But I've never seen Mr. North, where he plays the devil. Who's he?
Black.
Mr. Joe Black.
That's my favorite.
Meet Joe Black?
Meet Joe Black.
I've never seen that one.
But I've never seen a Brad Pitt movie where I didn't think he was entirely replaceable.
Is that the ultimate insult for the actor?
Maybe.
You are.
I'm not saying I dislike him. I'm just saying I've never, anything he's in, I could see somebody else playing it just as well.
Hmm.
Yep.
Who's your favorite actor?
Paul Giamatti, maybe?
He's pretty good.
Yeah.
What about you?
Ryan Gosling. He's a good man.
Oh, you've changed, 2 weeks.
Oh, ago. God, no. Mark St. Clair.
Well, what about Mark St. Clair? Vin Diesel, what about him?
Vin Diesel's my favorite actor. I forgot, sorry.
If Vinny hears about this.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't started our XXX marathon yet. It'll.
I have a feeling we're starting that in 5 minutes.
What, there was a series that has 8 movies. We were just talking about it. And I said, ooh, 8 movies, remember? I looked at you and I said,
yeah, you're right.
This has 8 different
Harry
movies.
Potter.
Harry. I don't think it was that. It wasn't Transformers, was it?
No. That, yeah, 5.
Maybe. I think it was Transformers.
That was in the movie theater whenever we were going to see Fast and the Furious 8.
I think that one Transformers where they're on the dark side of the moon, I think that was one of the best trailers I've ever seen.
Mm.
Where they just go up to the moon and then on the other side there's nothing on the front side and the other side is totally populated.
Man, I've seen them all. I don't know if I want to see them again.
I don't think I could go through 8 Harry Potters.
Harry Potter must not go back to Hogwarts.
Is that your Dobby the house elf impression? Yeah. I hated that character. I couldn't wait for him to die.
Have you seen all the Harry Potters?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you read all the books?
Yes. I have.
I really don't know what to do with any of this information. Honest to gosh?
Yeah.
What's the girl's name? Miriam? What is it?
Hermione.
Yeah, yeah. Miriam, Hermione, same thing.
Yeah. They're fun, man. They're good.
I saw one that Sirius Black's in, or is he in all of them?
No, he's not in all of them. I think it's from 3 on.
Yeah.
I think 3 might have been the first one.
I hate Ron Weasley.
Do you?
Hate.
Is that the red-haired girl guy?
Yeah.
I hate Dobby.
Yeah, well, Dobby's...
Or Dobby, or whatever the...
What's it? What?
What about Precious?
Oh, that's that guy.
Yeah. Gollum from...
Gollum.
Lord of the Rings.
Wrong franchise.
Yeah, yeah. But I can understand how you might mix those up.
Man flesh. It's from the second one. The orcs are hunting and one of them just stops. One of the orcs stops, looks at the camera, takes 2 sniffs. Man flesh.
Sounds like a come on, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This has been a very gay episode so far. Or has been.
I think it's been fairly unlistenable.
Have you seen the YouTube? Well, it was on Extras, Ricky Gervais's Extras. I don't know if you watched that.
I did, yeah.
And Ian McKellen explains to Ricky Gervais how to be an actor.
Yes.
God, I'm not really a wizard. And how do you ask yourself, how do I know what to say? The lines are written down for me.
I watched the entire series in an afternoon because they're short. And
oh, yeah.
That's a fun show. Sweet, sweet show.
Should I title this Unlistenable or Hangover?
Listen at your own risk, the Hangover episode.
That's why his name's on the show, Josh.
Yeah, he's good.
That's Josh Arnold. That Josh Arnold on Instagram and Twitter.
Yes.
And thatjosharnold.com.
Yeah.
For the Impersonators DVD.
Blu-ray, yeah.
Blu-ray.
Yeah.
And Jeff Fibbert, the Jeff Fibbert, Instagram, Twitter, heartlandsports.com. I remain the Chick McGee. The Chick McGee Show on Podcast One.
Earn 4 times gas reward points during the Safeway Anniversary Sale. Look for the shelf tags for the participating items and get great anniversary prices and earn gas reward points too. This week, shop with your club card and pick up Gatorade 8-pack 20-ounce selected varieties 2 for $9 plus CRV. And Lay's potato chips 7.75 to 8 ounces 2 for $5. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows 2 of the 3 people who were killed that day.
I have lost 3 great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The 2 Virginia state troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.